Hello, this is at Radio Kate here. I just thought I'd tell you a little story about a fox. On Saturday night, I had been out at a friend's wedding, and I came home quite late, and I saw a fox on the underground. It ran down the escalator, and I thought, oh, I wish I'd taken a picture of that. And when I got to the top of the escalator, bless him, he was sat at the top, just kind of waiting. So I did take a picture on my camera, and then I thought, well, I like to tweet pictures and share silly bits and pieces, so I'll take a picture on my iPhone, and I did. Given that it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Sunday morning, I thought, well, it's a bit of a waste to tweet it now, because only a few people, and probably a few drunk people, are going to see it. I know, I'll wait until tomorrow lunchtime, and, you know, if I'm lucky, a few people will like it, retweet it, and maybe I'll get 100, 200... I don't know, maybe even 400 or 500 views on this picture. So I waited. The next day, at about 2 o'clock, I woke up, remembered, thought I should put this photograph online, and within hours, I'd had not a few hundred, but a few thousand views on this picture, and several hundred retweets, and my little Twitter inbox was going a little bit crazy, and my eyes were kind of on stalks looking at it, and I couldn't quite believe what was happening. I had a tweet from somebody at the Telegraph asking if they could use my picture. I had a tweet from another journalist, and I'd had a message from an agency as well. And it all got a little bit crazy, frankly. By the time I went to bed, I think we were up to around 9,500 views, maybe even more than that, actually. On Monday morning, I checked, and on my way to work, we were on 13,300 views, which I thought was pretty incredible, and the at messages and the retweets were coming in thick and fast, and I was like, okay, so we're still going, this is great. And I agreed with an agency that they would look after the photograph and try and get it in a couple of the papers, you know, why not. Metro featured it online, they were the first ones, and then I just can't believe the number of people that have seen this picture. I kept checking the TwitPic, and it was literally going up in thousands every time I checked it. And I was thinking, well, maybe if I'm lucky, by the time I leave work, we'll be over 30,000. It was 34,000 by the time I left work, which is insane. I'd had a phone call from the Daily Mail who were going to use it. I had a phone call from BBC London who tracked me down and wanted to use it. And it was all getting a bit out of hand in a kind of fantastic way. Fantastic Mr. Fox. My little fox had gone viral. I've never been on the end of something where it's gone viral. I've never received this many at messages in my life. So if you're somebody important to me, well, I would hope you've direct messaged me, but if I've missed anything of yours, please just hassle me and prod me. I don't mind at all. I just don't want to get lost in the Fox News. Yeah, this is incredible. Is this what it's like being a celebrity, saying something funny that everybody retweets? So anything else just gets lost in the noise? I don't know. It's amazing. Anyway, this morning I woke up and the first thing I saw was a tweet saying that my fox had been mentioned on BBC Breakfast because it had made it into one of the papers. And then I got a tweet saying it made it into several of the other papers. Apparently it's in Metro. I'm not sure about the Daily Mail. The Sun, a half page in the Mirror. I mean, it's just amazing. And then I had a message from the lovely Greg Burke at Jack 106 in Oxford. I did an interview with them about BBC Save Our Sound. That's at BBC_SOS if you're interested. A little while ago. And so they've rung me up to talk about my fox going viral. They've been making fox pun headlines all day. Actually, not as easy as you think. I think the best I've heard of Foxford Circus and Foxhall, the stations that he's going to, and a truly urban fox and 21st century fox in terms of others. But I'm going to have to go out and buy all the papers now and see what they've done. I can't actually believe this is happening. At some point, I will put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and actually write up a full timeline of this mentalness. But it's crazy. I mean, literally, people all around the world have been picked up by a newspaper in Italy. Some random, weird multivitamin water company decided to nick it and put it on their website, but I got them to take that down. Product placement, BBC, and illegal use of my picture. Not really great in my book. But they've taken it down, so that's good. I've had messages that I can't even understand on Twitter in Japanese, and this is quite quite the adventure. And I just thought I'd share a little bit of you, of me and my crazy story with you. I'm actually genuinely lost for words. I don't quite know how this happened, but it's quite wonderful. And if you're one of my new followers, hello and thank you. And I'm really pleased that you like my picture. It actually makes my day every time somebody says they love it. So thank you. I'm not entirely sure quite how I'm going to follow that up. Not sure about that, but actually, you never know with me. Last week, I harangued David Mitchell into tweeting something about trees for at BBC Tree O'Clock, which I'm looking after. Then I've got Danny Wallace and Richard Bacon to do odd things about trees and thanking people. And then the fox. So actually, you never know. But if I turn out to be really dull and boring, I'm very, very sorry. But thank you, and thanks for making my fox famous.